Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In studio, I'm joined by one of my favorite contributors to the show. He's a good guest and of course, gives us a lot of insight into the world of work, the world of remuneration, rewards, and of course, recruitment that we need to be mindful of. He's also joined by a wonderful guest as well, who is brought into the studio to join us, Miss Woodburn and her dad, Andrew Woodburn, Managing Director of AMROP. AMROP Woodburn Man joins us now in studio. Always a pleasure to see you, sir.
Likewise, Gugu. Lovely to be here with you and your listeners.
I'm excited for this conversation. And as I mentioned, it's a little bit selfish on my part with many other friends. But the MBA has often been regarded as this prestigious qualification. Anyone who has the MBA typically also makes sure that you know they've studied and completed the MBA because of the amount of time, money that's been invested into this qualification. So is it still worth
Well, it's a very good question. It certainly is a badge of honor.
Yep.
Worn and touted by many.
Yes.
Ironically, though, it's not a very old degree, believe it or not. It was started in the late 60s. It was the first time, certainly in South Africa, the MBA arrived. Whereas, of course, before that, there were many other bachelor degrees. Mm-hmm. And you talked about accounting, but, of course, you've got doctors and engineers, and today we have lawyers and others and so on.
Yeah.
And so it is significant for those who have done the hard yards. But, of course, it's also landed up getting some abuse of recent times where some of the students, because you go back to school, you're a student, some of the students sort of felt that they didn't necessarily get the return on their investment they may have needed because now they have an MBA. So be very wary of making the decision. Research it correctly. Understand why you want to do it, what you want to get from it. How old you are, we won't really mention anybody's age here. We've got a broad range of ages in the studio today. But when should you do it? When might you be past it? Because you don't have the runway post the MBA to get the leverage. And then one of the things I've certainly identified is don't do it too early. Really? Have good foundations before you do the MBA so that when they talk about the concepts, you can reflect on the real world and utilize the knowledge based on your experience so far. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I wanted to say, because I am going to be critical of it as well as promote it.
Got you.
Is, you know, all education is better than no education. 100%. So we start there, right? So I don't want our listeners saying, yeah, but that guy on the radio said. It's a nuance. There are elements for us to consider to this evening that we're going to talk about. And I will share with you some of the things you should consider at an MBA, and then we'll talk about why and how. And then, if it's not an MBA, what could it be?
Got you. Yes, because there's a lot of alternatives
Correct.
As well in the market.
It's not the be-all and end-all, 100%. Right? So only do the MBA if, your point, it fits in your career design.
How do I determine that though?
Well, so this is a fairly new concept because younger people in their careers are often opportunistic. Something came along, you mentioned to our young guest here tonight that you never intended to be on radio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so your design or in your early part of your career, things come along and it all fits into place and you can earn some more money than what you're currently doing and so you take the step forward. But once you pass 40, I'm now a big advocate for our listeners to say you can't be opportunistic anymore. How would you like to design your career? What steps are you going to take? What investments are you going to make, whether that be time, money, compromising your family, mobility, moving to different markets, switching sectors, and so on. Mm-hmm. And you really should be thinking at 40 to 45, what am I going to achieve in the next period of time? Mm-hmm. Look, you can start earlier. Mm-hmm. But earlier is often characterized by learning, agility, flexibility, change areas, and so on. And that's really, this pivot point is where the MBA is critical and can play a role. Leave it too late, maybe it's not worthwhile. Do it too early, and you're a walking textbook of business three-letter acronyms. Mm. But when it comes to making the key decisions, you've got no clue. And we've seen many fail, even though they've got the MBA.
My goodness. I'm glad that you use these examples because, as you say, it's not like a specific age or a specific number of years of experience. It really does depend on each one's number one career trajectory.
Yeah. And it's a postgraduate degree. So you should always base it on what your undergraduate degree was, and you can go and be a medical doctor and decide that looking down people's throats with your, you know, your light isn't really what it's cut out to be, and realizing you don't have enough commercial or business knowledge.
Yes.
And the MBA is designed for you to come with a foundation degree and then give you the business knowledge you need to be more commercial and more business oriented, which is why I'm not an advocate for you doing your legal degree, mm-hmm. as an example, and then going straight away and doing an MBA because you want to be a high-flying earner.
Gotcha.
I'm much more an advocate of you studied whatever your undergraduate degree was, accounting, medicine, engineering, whatever it might be, and then you go and practice it for a while.
Mm.
So you were working on using your technical competence that you studied in whatever field.
Yep.
And then you use the MBA to arm yourself for a commercial future.
Got you.
If you think you're only into business, I have another young daughter who is really good at maths and is talking about business. There is an option for that, which is the business science route, where you start with business straight out. Gotcha. But you and I were talking earlier that the traditional model is go and earn a technical or learn a technical competence using your undergraduate degree. Engineers, accountants, doctors, lawyers, even philosophers and theologians can do that. And mm-hmm. then they realize they need to understand the business of business, and the masters of business is set up for that.
Got you. I'm also intrigued because there's, number one, a plethora of institutions that provide MBAs right now in South Africa and abroad. That in itself comes with an understanding of the rankings and how they compare. This institution's better than that. Or is the MBA, as long as it's an MBA from anywhere, it's still worthwhile. How do we go through a process of evaluating the right MBA and if it is a fit for you and
so
your career?
Remember I said you start with the career design. And maybe that's a different conversation in the career corner for another time, right?
Yes.
But if you are heading towards general management, those are the big C roles. So if you're going to be the CEO, even if you're an accountant and you want to be the CFO with maybe an ambition to drive the entire bus later in your career as CEO, the MBA is designed for you. But if you're going to be a specialist, you might do an MBA to understand the rest of business, but alternatively, you could invest the time and money becoming even more specialized in your area of expertise. Mm-hmm. So, for example, mm-hmm. if you were an expert in mergers and acquisitions, or you were an expert in tax and balance sheet management, it might pay you to do a master's that perpetuates your area of expertise above everybody else, rather than an MBA.
Got you.
So this is what I'm talking about, career design.
Mm.
Likewise, if you're going to be in a multinational business impacting markets around the world, doing a global MBA might be of use. But by then, you're earning dollars and spending dollars to enhance your career. If you are going to be a leader in the Southern African environment, the global MBA might allow you to challenge and think differently. But a local MBA at one of our top schools, because their rankings on these institutions, will do just as well teaching you the key fundamentals of business, right?
Got you.
So, again, look at your budget. Look at the return you're wanting to make from it, because it's an investment in yourself. But understand, as with all investments, nothing is guaranteed.
Mm.
And then, of course, if you don't have an MBA and you can't afford to get into a top school, but you really think you need it for some or another reason, there are, let's say, second and third level MBAs, plus there are remote MBAs.
Yes.
Because the next question you should ask yourself is, do I want to do it in class, where you have an engagement with other executives from other industries and other parts of the world, for example, which is also a piece of the teaching, or would a remote qualification suffice?
Yeah.
Where you might still do, by the way, because post-COVID now, you can do all of your team jobs together remotely, but it's just not the same. You know, tonight I'm sitting here with you, Guggen. It's lovely to see you. And my sense is the energy, the engagement, the added value is completely different than me calling in the studio.
Gotcha.
So the MBA must, all of that must be taken into account.
It's a big decision, right? And one that also comes at a significant cost, not just in terms of the capital investment that you've alluded to, but also in terms of time, Andrew. And I'm quite keen to get your thoughts on this, especially when it comes to the investment you make, but also understanding how then you determine for yourself what the ROI on this event
is. Well, the first one is, are you going to do it full time? In which case, you might suffer a loss of earnings.
Yep.
because you're busy studying in the books all day, every day, and you can't come to work and do your job.
Exactly.
Except, of course, if you're a very astute contractor who might study in the day and work at night. Yeah. But that also is only finite. You don't have that much time and energy to do it. So the first is, am I losing my earnings? Because it's a postgraduate degree for the MBA. So don't just think the costs of the course. And if you're overseas, the travel and the accommodation and everything else. But also think about the opportunity cost that I'm not earning my salary on a monthly basis. So my savings are going to be used up in as investment. Or in some cases, just as good is the part-time model, where you work and do the MBA at a lower level of cadence while you go to your job every day. And of course, corporates do support their workers to go on that route because they can remain working while they study. But it takes much longer.
It does. It does. And also mentioning corporates, I've heard a lot of people saying that there isn't a heightened level of support as there used to be in terms of funding or financing and supporting these initiatives to study.
Correct.
It's almost seen as though, well, Andrew, it's a personal investment you'd like to make unless it's incorporated into, again, the career trajectory or path.
Or the design that you have for yourself. And of course, the best design is one that's aligned with your current employer if you're in the corporate world. Of course, if you're an entrepreneur, and I've got a very good friend who's a highly successful entrepreneur, never did an MBA at all. He had a natural flair for deal making and commerce and so on, and absolutely didn't need an MBA. It probably would have been a waste of time for him, and it probably would have stunted his entrepreneurial trajectory.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have done the time at the deal phase himself. Look, there are other reasons why not to do it. And I want to cover some of those off because I will be critical. So, first of all, don't go and do this if you think because I got it, my salary goes up by significant amounts. It's about what you do with it that will generate value to your employer or your own business.
Got you.
Thinking you've got the MBA and it's now a badge on your lapel and your salary goes up, 101 for a problem coming down the line.
Yeah, I was thinking some people just added to their LinkedIn titles, MBA candidate, and automatically it ups the money.
Yeah, so, you know, I did a little Google for you on the way here, and it gave me the 10 reasons why people might do MBAs, and half of them were a waste of time. You know, career advancement, I agree with.
Sure.
Increased earning potential, well, we've just discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurial ventures can be, because often entrepreneurs find they are short on some of the skills.
Gotcha.
But alternatively, have partners and employees that bring those skills into the business and utilize them. Networking and connections I don't buy. Yes, you're going to sit in syndicates with very powerful people, but be careful if you think you're there just to meet those people and those people have the competence to be there, they will very quickly assess you and determine you've got nothing to offer. So that's not a reason to go and do the MBA at all, in my mind.
Got you.
And then you've got developing leadership skills. It will enhance those for you. Broadening your business knowledge, that's what the degree is designed for. And giving you a global perspective if needed.
Say
not
that
always
again,
needed.
Because sometimes we often assume that a global perspective is always the best perspective and it's just one that's needed.
Well, it'll let you see the world in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to learn the same stuff probably at one of our best South African institutions here. And you decide on the price.
Mm.
But what often happens is people go and do an MBA somewhere else in the world. They come back, they see their business or their role through different eyes. And that's where the value should come from.
Got you.
But no one tells you, you're also going to see yourself through different eyes. And then they realize they're in the wrong place. And, oh, I'm going to leave.
Ooh.
So there is, remember I said there's two sides to this coin.
Yeah.
The shiny side and the not so shiny side.
100%.
Look, you asked me an interesting question, Google. That's the start of an MBA and it's long running and there's some work to be done on the costs and the times and where and why and what are you going to do with it. And I hope I've helped our listeners think about the MBA with more levels to it, right?
Yes.
But you also asked me a question, if you don't do the MBA, so then what?
Mm.
You know, are you on the dead end trajectory?
Because some people want the board seats and executive appointments, success as an entrepreneur, and the preconceived idea is that an MBA is the best way to get
there. Get there, 100%. But it's not always. So what we are seeing globally in talent, you know, and one of my roles is in Belgium, and I look after 66 businesses around the world doing skills work and career work and executive search and so on.
Yeah.
And so we definitely are seeing with AI and with everybody having flocked to this, I've got the MBA, you know, badge on me, and it hasn't always worked out, that there is absolutely a space for specialization. And so instead of doing the MBA, one could go and do specialization in your first field. So if you're an accountant, you might go and specialize in M&A or, you know, business rescue or whatever it might be. And you don't necessarily need the MBA to take that step forward. So go further in what you already have. That's one option. The next option is the new careers. So it's not, I'll give you an example. Let's say you did a medicine degree and you became an orthopedic surgeon and you were replacing people's hips or ankles or knees or whatever it is. There's a whole new arena of medical science, medical engineering, which is developing things we've never had in our lives before. And I'm using prosthetics as an idea there. And so doctors might go and do a postgraduate in engineering or in design in order to perpetuate their direction of travel further than where they found themselves.
Allowing them to pivot at some point into the different spaces that's still in their area.
25 years ago, you couldn't go study that stuff.
Got you.
Now we've got data science, we've got programming, we've got AI, we've got masters in other areas. I'm a master's in development economics, but originally I'm a chemical engineer. And so I did it because that was my enhancement of where I found myself at that point in time. And that was what gave me the worldview and how our country was going to develop and change over time, right? And then you can do other things like wellness. You can do professional qualifications. If you're a CA, you then go to psyche and you do their enhanced qualifications.
Yes.
So don't just think, to finish off, the MBA is the answer to everything.
100%. I'm glad that you mentioned this. And as you mentioned, new sectors, new spheres, there's one that does pop into my mind right now, specifically focused around, you know, master of philosophy rather in strategy or other themes that often come to mind. And I guess when it comes to commerce specifically, as you say, when people are trying to reevaluate how else to get there, what about short-term courses or shorter courses?
So, that's the bread and butter of ongoing education.
Gotcha.
So, you know, corporates sometimes run their own in-house kind of schools or mini-universities, academies. You can go online and buy specific specialized module studying. So, for example, if you wanted to understand AI or you wanted to understand biomechanical engineering or whatever it is, or you know, you can actually sign up, often globally, for a short course in something, often supported by the business or selected if you're an employee by your business. If you're flying solo, my counsel to you is, does it fit the design of my future? And try and keep as close to the design as you can, because that gets you the multiplier effect.
Got you.
As opposed to being a good opportunist.
Ah, I see it. Taking notes here. And maybe you are too. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Andrew Woodburn, discussing all things around an MBA. Is it still relevant? Is it still prestigious? How to evaluate whether or not you should be pursuing this qualification? Do share your thoughts with us. 0636880959. We're more than happy to take your WhatsApp voice notes questions. Get them in very quickly, because we do want to get your feedback. Andrew, a friend of mine has sent me a message and they said, my MBA is money in my bank account.
and as I said, remember, it's not always, if it's a she, I'm very glad. That's a wonderful example that it was studied, it's been used, and it has provided a return on investment. And isn't that how it should be done?
Yeah.
So well done.
He actually didn't study one. He's saying that it's rather the money that...
Oh, so he's saying he hasn't gone and he'll keep the money and use it for elsewhere. Exactly. Good decision likewise, right? Exactly. Because remember, it's not one size fits all here.
100%.
And I'm glad that you got that message, because it shows a reflection of our discussion this evening, right? Is it right for me? Is it cost effective for me? Am I going to get a feedback or a return on it? And therefore, should I take that decision or not?
100%. Let's talk to the person who perhaps has already attained this qualification, might feel frustrated that they're not quite seeing the return on investment just yet, whether they did it too soon or too late or under different circumstances. What do they need to do now? Because it's one thing to have the qualification, you've worked hard, but how then should they use it in their arsenal of rejigging
things? So again, remember, if you've done it and you can first apply it. So whatever you're doing, even if you're a specialist, the MBA should allow you to be holistic. You now should understand HR and finance and production and supply chain and whatever you study in your MBA better than before you did it. So you should be able to team and engage with a horizontal set of peers at a whole new level. You'll be able to understand what they're battling with and doing and give them better solutions. But at the end of the day, it's not because you got the qualification. It's because you're able to apply it.
Yes.
And your employer, if you're a worker, sees the benefit. The results are better. The assistance is better. The integration is better. If you're an entrepreneur, they understand how to measure return.
Oh, yeah.
Are the numbers proving
yeah.
that the MBA worked for them or not? Right? And so those are the two ways of measuring it, reflecting whether it's working for you and then applying yourself. Am I using everything I studied?
100%. Andrew, we'll leave it there for today. Doesn't seem as though the voice notes are still going to come through and plenty, plenty more questions. But I can just imagine the number of people who are sitting in their cars right now thinking,
Should I? Shouldn't I?
Right?
Is it worth it?
Or might even be doing it now and thinking, well, I want to drop out, but I'm not sure I want to continue.
Well, I want to say one thing for all the students we have listening to your station
yes.
right now. And it doesn't matter whether you're in school or whether you're in your first degree
yes.
or whether you're in a postgraduate degree. One of the things that concerns me a great deal about emerging markets is we do not finish what we start.
Oh.
So if you've paid the money and you're well into it, your second year in a bachelor's or third year or you whatever, just finish it.
Mm.
Get the paper, finish what you've started, even if you're not enjoying it mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a general comment I'm making because you don't have to be the thing you studied.
Yes.
But lots of people will look at your qualifications and go, they finished it. They think a certain way. They are capable and they finish what they start.
Got you. I think that's a powerful note to leave it off on. Andrew, such a pleasure having you this evening, sir, and reminding us as well, finish what you start. And any qualification that you take on does need a full evaluation as to does it work for you. So a lot of introspection that's really necessary and even soliciting the advice of individuals such as yourself.
It's always a pleasure, Gugu. Thank
such
you for having
pleasure.
Me.
Thank you. Andrew Woodburn joining us in studio together with Jasmine Woodburn, who's been spectating and listening into our conversation. Hopefully one day I'll interview you. Let's switch on her mic, Brady, and say, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Shout out to you. We can't wait to have you back in studio one day. That's Andrew Woodburn, who is joining us as our guest this evening, Managing Director of MROP Woodburn Man, in studio to help us answer the big question around MBAs. Are they still worth it? Well, as you've heard, quite a number of questions that you need to go through in order to assess it for yourself. And of course, Jasmine Woodburn joining us in studio.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.